time for this week's Message in the Bottle, brought to you by Bangor Wine and Cheese Company at 86 Hammond Street in downtown Bangor, right between Brahma Grill and Fiddlehead. Eric Meehan in studio with us.
Hi, everybody. I know I've already been intruding in the previous section, so you
not
figured out I'm here.
Intruding, adding.
Adding. Wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
So, hi, everybody. We are in June.
Yeah.
And may I add a quick happy first dance recital and birthday to my daughter and soon to me this Saturday.
Ooh.
I will reach 39 years of age, which is not worth celebrating, but I'll figure something out. Any reason for
39.
Celebrating.
39. You remember 39, Carrie?
I do. I'm still good enough to remember that.
So we're starting our first our second annual tour of the world of wine. And we're starting in my favorite places in the world of wine, and we're having a lot of events at the store tied into these places, so I'll tune you into those at the end of my segment. But we're going to cover France and Germany in the 4 weeks of June, so we'll try to figure that out. But I always kind of do this because in the prior months we've talked about things like terroir and appellations, and I use a lot of French examples. So we've already kind of talked about Champagne and Burgundy and even parts of Burgundy when we talked about Chablis. And so this week we're going to cover a couple of the other major wine regions in France. And then next week we'll do two more, and then we'll talk about Germany. And we are going to have a very, very cool German tasting coming up on June 22nd. So tune in for that for all you lovers of not only things German, but really, really fantastic wines. Both age-worthy and accessible now. So this week we're talking about the Loire Valley and the Bordeaux region, and sort of by extension the entire Atlantic face of France, which is sort of a sweeping thing to do, but we're going to do it anyway, and sort of talk about the symbiotic relationships as you kind of go up and down. And so bear in mind, even though we've had really wonderful bubbles from the White Cliffs of Dover in England, and talking about how that is a wine region now and how that is sort of an extension of the Champagne region, which sits just east of Paris. But in the sort of the Brittany area of France, there's not much viticulture. There's a lot of agriculture. A tremendous amount of apples are grown there for hard ciders and things like that. And of course, a lot of famed breeds of heritage fowl and cattle and things like that are found in that part of the world. But not a lot of grapes for wine. It's pretty hostile there, and it's a pretty unforgiving climate, hail and things like that. And it's just a little too cold, and grapes don't ripen quite as well. Whereas apples, we're here in New England. Apples are kind of a big thing up here, and they're a big thing in that part of France, which is really interesting. Because just a quick side note, the guys from Rocky Ground Cider, which is our featured wine of the week, cider of the week, are indeed going over to that part of France to kind of glean some learnings from them, because they're using what we do grow here well, which is things like apples. So the Loire Valley is still pretty harsh on the Atlantic, and we get things like Muscadet, and we've had a Muscadet in the past couple months. I remember, really wonderful for shellfish, and it's a very sort of Maine maritime-like climate there. And so a lot of the similar foods and the wines go very beautifully. And then the Loire reaches inland very, very far. It goes inland to roughly where the wine we're having today is. So this is from the region of Touraine, around the city of Tours. And then the river kind of branches northwards to the city of Orléans. And this is the very, very famous stretch of the Loire that is just rife with chateaus. I mean, I literally think everybody there just lives in a chateau. I don't think anybody actually has any sort of an apartment or a walk-up or anything like that. It's absolutely beautiful. And wines are really, really wonderful in this sort of central Loire. You get a lot of variety. You get wonderful value-priced Sauvignon Blancs, especially from this region of Touraine. You get Cabernet Franc, which is the progenitor of Cabernet Sauvignon, but they're kind of lighter and, a little more bistro and food-friendly in this part of the world. You also have the regions of Vouvray and Mont-Louis-sur-Loire, which is Chenin Blanc, so that's sort of very honeyed and rich and opulent kind of wine, which is absolutely magnificent with things like lobster for, we all have our guests coming in who want the whole Maine experience, and they want, they think that we literally have lobster every night, and I can't because my wife would die, but if you can, I actually encourage you to do so because I think it's fabulous. So try things like Vouvray for that. And then you kind of go in a little farther, and the river takes a sharp bend southwards, and that's where we have this region of Sancerre, and a bunch of other little towns around there that are very famous Sauvignon Blanc regions. And again, remember that, going back to that terroir talk, it's that really wonderful ancient seabed soil that's very similar in Chablis, Champagne, and Dover that makes Sancerre so special. So that's the Loire in like a minute. Ha ha!
Boom.
And as I said, we're going to be trying a wine from the Loire. I'm trying to do like atypical this year as opposed to typical. So I brought in actually a really rare varietal, again, from that central Loire region of the Touraine. This is a grape called Grelot Noir. And it's a interesting little varietal. You don't see it much. Sometimes it's blended into some rosés and things like that. But what we have, which is kind of extra special and extra hard, we've talked about that phylloxera louse here, that little bug that went over and ate 99% of the rootstocks over in all of Europe. And this is from a pre-phylloxera patch, so a patch that did not get infected with this louse. So they call it Grelot de Cinq-Mars. And it is made into this. This is a beautiful little rosé and a liter bottle, which is awesome, called La Boutanche. It has a hilarious picture of a dog.
I love the label.
Yeah. And it's a really interesting, I had no idea what to expect, so that's kind of why I brought it in, because I just got it in and I wanted to try it. It was a pre-order, and I said, wow, that sounds really cool. And it's really interesting. It's got a lot of weight and tannin, and it almost reminds me of anything, not to diminish it, but of kind of like a cranberry juice, because it's got that kind of tannicky grip that cranberry juice can have, and it's kind of weighty and tangy like that. It's really cool. This is the La Boutanche Rosé that I posted on Facebook last week. So it's that is from
very
the
good.
Yeah. And I'm sure that I'm running out of time because we've been yapping about so many other things.
Yeah,
so
you got all kinds.
I
want to
see. I got 4 minutes.
4 minutes.
Cool. So then we're in the Loire, and we're going to kind of work our way south. So from the Loire, you start getting into the greater regions of Bordeaux and some of southwest France. And Bordeaux is very famous because Bordeaux made itself very famous in the classification of 1855, when they were having one of these big Parisian expositions, sort of the pre-runners, the precursors of the World's Fair. And they had, everybody would come to Paris, and it was basically like, think of our local fair. Like, there's a bunch of booths set up, and, the people are hawking their wares. It's essentially that on just a huge scale. And so the Bordelaise merchant said, okay, let's go there. Let's have a booth, and we'll talk about what we consider to be the best of our wineries here, and we'll classify them. And so that's how we come up with the growths, the famous, first growth, second growth, all the way down to fifth growth. There's a lot of classifications. They've done a lot of things to basically make you understand that this estate is better than this estate. They don't actually tell you why necessarily, just that they decided that a long time ago. So do take this with a grain of salt, or many grains of salt, because a lot of those bottles are the prices of small automobiles. And I think that's ridiculous. But there are a lot of Bordeaux estates now that things have kind of leveled off, and people kind of get that those are, prestige pieces as opposed to actual pieces of agricultural interest. There's a lot of really cool Bordeaux. Bordeaux, especially known for red, lesser known for white, also does have some wonderful dessert wines. Bordeaux reds, everybody thinks about Cabernet Sauvignon. Actually, that's not a tremendous amount of what goes into Bordeaux reds, because there's only certain parts of Bordeaux that actually grow Cabernet Sauvignon very well. Regions of the Médoc and some of the things. Frankly, very often you'll be able to tell, because if the bottle has a significant amount of cab in it, it's probably more expensive than a lot of other Bordeaux that you'll find. No, indeed, the majority of Bordeaux that you're going to find for a very nice price probably have a lot of Merlot, a lot of Cab Franc. Remember that grape from the Loire Valley? Well, it's found here. Some Malbec, which, of course, clippings were brought to Argentina and sort of exploded there, yeah. And then Petit Verdot, which is a very nice little blending grape that you also see sometimes in California. So check out a bunch of things, and go with an open mind, and don't say, well, I don't like Merlots, or I don't like this. When you're looking for a nice, sturdy Bordeaux, just talk to your wine merchant and say, I'm kind of looking for this flavor profile or this, and I'll bet you'd be surprised at the grapes that actually comprise it. And then sort of the regions around Bordeaux as we wrap up, there's the region of Gascony, which has a lot of really good value reds and whites now, and also rosés. We actually have a really cool Gascony rosé in right now. So check those out if you like kind of zippier whites and good, again, sort of bistro mid-level reds. Of course, the region of Cahors, where Malbec originally came from. If you like things that are a little bit grippier and chunkier and rich, check out Cahors Malbecs. And as we wrap up, I did want to mention, so June 15th will be our third Thursday tasting, and we are having Brother Donald from the Friars Brew House.
Yeah.
He is releasing, he has gotten his new brew system up and running, and so we're going to be showing off some of his new beers. And then the 22nd, as I mentioned, we're having the Riesling und Rosé German tasting with special guests and some wines like you wouldn't believe. So do come out for those. And I think Bob has like two seats left for the Japanese dinner at Novio's. So if there's two of you out there, grab them. I'll be there. It'll be awesome. So we'll see you at Bangor Wine and Cheese. Cheers.
Thanks, Eric. And 44 North Coffee, too.
Oh, yes, of course, that. And they're awesome as well. And I can't wake up without them.
There you go.